Hey, hey, bitch, you better praise God, or I'm a shooting, that's on God. I ain't playing by my Lord and Savior, I'm on my job. If you ain't a Christian, I'ma stab you in the face. If it ain't about Jesus, I'ma hit you with this cane.
Jesus is the one.
Hell yeah, praise Jesus Christ, nigga, free Palestine, free TK. It's the trap game, Abraham Lincoln, 416 bars ago. R.I.P. Betty White, she ain't dead before when she died, because I know it's
MJ Money9S. A bitch, I might be. I just want to say shout out to Queen Germ and King Germ. Keep up the good shit. Shout out to Saul, even though he don't fuck with the podcast no more. Say fuck Stacks, because he a bitch-ass, pussy-ass fuck nigga. And I'm out.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is a Frocast episode 375, 125 away before Be Easy lose a finger. We can do it. 125. That's all we got to do. That's like 2 years.
Three.
No, it's like two.
Two and a half. It's closer to three than it is to two.
Yeah, two and a half. We'll say 2.5 years. So Be Easy, man. Enjoy those times with 10 fingers. Y'all know who it is. It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. I am the Frocast, a.k.a. the Black Jesse Ventura, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and the last, a.k.a. Fat Mahomes, now sitting here with my lovely co-host, the daunting, the well-groomed, the problematic, yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking greed, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building. Like always, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We own a bunch of them, so find the one that you're comfortable with. Look for the Frocast, subscribe to it, rate it, give us 5 stars because it means something to somebody. It all matters in the end, okay? Don't forget, we also have the Patreon. We could join for as little as a dollar and support all things Nappy Afro. If you give $5 or more, you get a free swag bag of some Nappy Afro goodies. And then you also get behind-the-scenes content on, the Nappy Afro's Twitter, but a little X-rated. So, you know, go check that out. And don't forget, we have the voicemail where you can call 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. And for all y'all listeners out there that ask me what the voicemail number is, I say it twice during the show. So if you fucking listen, you'll hear the number at the beginning, and you hear the number at the fucking end, Jay Williams. But, you know, that's your early shout-out, Jay Williams. Shout-out to him. And don't forget, the easiest way you can support the Fro is by sharing, retweeting, reblogging, adding it to your story. Whenever you see anything the Frocast, share it, man. Let other people know about it. It's a dope podcast that you like, and they should listen. Woo! All the pandering out the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was okay. A few ups and downs. I mean, more so good than bad. But today, right before I started the show, I thought I was going to have one of my favorite desserts, you know.
What is this dessert?
Very disappointed.
What is this dessert?
Apple pie from Whataburger.
Who put you on to those?
Probably you.
And what did you say the first time you had one? Before you had one, you was talking bad about it. You was like, oh, it ain't all that. I was just like, you must ain't never had one. Because I was like, them things fire. And then when you got one, you was just like, Yeah, I must have got a bad one that day because this don't taste like...
I mean, when they fresh out the grease, it's a different thing.
No, I mean, so 20 minutes out, 30 minutes out. I mean,
yeah, not all day, though. You can't handle no pie sitting up all day. Man. But nonetheless, I ain't getting nothing. So I went up there, and then the thing that bothered me the most is the fact that you didn't just tell me, oh, we don't have any, here's your money back. You gave me my food, and had I not looked in the bag, I would have been expecting it when I got home. No, I checked my bag before I left the parking lot, went back in and said, oh, y'all forgot my pies. Oh, we only have lemon. Do you want lemon? And this is what pisses me off.
The lemon pie, all right, though.
I don't give a damn.
Have you had it yet?
No.
Oh, look, try it. I probably won't have it. That shit good. I'm telling you.
They only had one, so we couldn't get both of us. So I was just like, okay, then the lady come, you know, your boy, the girlfriend with the ketchup. She comes through talking about, do I want a cinnamon bun? I that's not what I wanted. I wanted an apple pie.
They're just trying to make you happy.
I know, but I sat in line for over 25 minutes. Oh, yeah. So, in that order, if y'all would have put the things on there, I would have had apple pies. Mm-hmm. But nobody did it. And I get it. They was overwhelmed because the lobby was full. The drive-thru was full. So, there was a lot going on in there.
Yeah.
But, at the same time, if you had realized, like, oh, we don't have any... Go drop some. By the time I got around there, it would have been enough apple pies for everybody. Mm. But they didn't do that. So then they look at me after I've been waiting and say, oh, well, if you really want it, it's going to be 7 minutes. Well, I guess I don't really want it because I'm about to go. So just let me get my money back so I can bounce.
First world people problems.
I was very disappointed, though. After a hard day's work, all I wanted was an apple pie. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted. And I couldn't get it. So I'm a little on edge. Due to the fact that, you know, that's my habit. I love sweets. So, you know, right now I'm going through something. So, if I'm a little off today, that's probably why. My glucose is a little low.
Her glucose is a little low. She needs a sugar fix.
Yeah.
Well, as far as my week go.
Which I never ask. How was your week?
Well, my week consists of the Coach Germ update. This is Coach Germ checking in. Give me y'all my week 3 Coach Germ update. Well, this week the Tom Brown Gladiators took on the Lee Park. I don't even know what their mascot was, but the game started out pretty bad. It was raining like a motherfucker. I'm talking about monsoon type rains, and they was making us play. And I was just like, "This shit ain't fucking cool, bro. This is rec league. This ain't school league. This ain't, you know what I'm saying? I've seen bigger schools cancel for less, and you got these little kids out here playing. Well, as long as it ain't lightning, we can play." All right, cool. So it's raining like a motherfucker. Game starts. It slows down right a little bit before game time, but we still playing in the rain. Game starts. First fucking play of the game. I do a running play to one of my running backs. One of the defenders just come up and take the ball out my goddamn running back hand and run it back to the end zone for a touchdown. I was just like, oh shit, here we go again. But alas, I trusted the process. I was calling plays. I was like Jimbo Fisher. I had my glasses on. I was looking at the play sheet. I was calling plays, and next thing I know, we done ran 27 straight points off on these boys, man. So it was 27-6 at halftime, and I told my guys, I said, listen, guys, keep your foot on their necks. Don't let these boys get back in the game. And what do my guys do? They take their foot off the gas, let the team back in the game. It's 27-19, and then Mother Nature kicks in. I'm talking about it's lightning, it's thunder, and it's raining like a motherfucker. So they call the game. So, the TBGs escaped with the win. Got the first win of the year. I knew we should have won more. We should have had a win, but it took some, you know, shifting around and everything like that. But I think they played pretty well. They responded to the change. And, you know, some of the guys that were unhappy in some positions are happy at other positions, but they don't understand. I'm happy that y'all not in that position no more because y'all was killing the team. But, yeah, they did pretty well. Next week, we got to play a well-disciplined team in Timberlane. A lot of white boys, so they're well-disciplined. But, you know, we should be better athletes. But they will beat us with discipline if we're not smart. You know what I'm saying? Not saying white boys can't play football because, you know, Christian McCaffrey is a beast. But other than that, man, you know, TBG's first win. We wanted to. Climbing the ladder. We ain't in last place, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we above last place.
And I'm just thankful that y'all win.
Yes. We're in fourth place.
Because it's hard being around you.
I mean, I've been, like I said, this year has been taxing. It's been trying on the system.
Yeah, and you missed the game tonight. Talking about games. You should have been out there. Your boy, Kevis, was going off.
That's, listen, man, listen.
I'm just saying, you
put
just
dope,
have to,
I put good dope out there on the streets, man.
I'm just saying.
So when the fiends get it and they hit that shit.
You got to, he's a kid to watch.
I know.
Like,
I know
next
that.
Year, he, wherever school he go to, I'm going to have to at least catch one of his games.
He was taking off tonight?
Yes.
Hey, man, shout out to man. Hey,
I'm
listen,
talking about this
Givens
nigga.
Is the guy from my he's from my, what's all right, used to call my rental player from Texas. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, he's an animal. He's a beast.
And I can't believe we've known him his whole life, really.
Yeah.
Like, we met them when they were in pre-K.
Okay.
Him and Boozy was in pre-K together at New Beginnings.
That's what's up.
And I noticed them, but I didn't really notice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, nah, I see, like, this is the same kid. Like, these, all of the brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying, kids.
What was the final score tonight?
20-6.
Wow, Cobb, impressive.
And they tried to cheat him.
Wow.
I'm talking about they was calling flags left and right.
Mm.
And I was just like, you know, it's sad when you play these kids and certain people have an advantage, I guess, with the refs or with the whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, y'all gonna try to give the people the game and they just losing. Like, just let it be. Like, these kids.
Yeah.
Why kids got to get cheated? But hey, I don't know.
Yeah. Sound like a mom out there.
I'm just saying, let the kids play.
Yes, let them play. Let them play.
I mean, you throwing flags for shit, but you won't see when somebody grabbing somebody doing a horse collar. Like, what? Like, how you hold a flag then, but you throwing flags for all kind of other foolery.
Hey, man, that's how they do, man. They had them agendas, man. But, yeah, so shout out to everybody. We had a good week around here, football-wise, you know what I'm saying? Oh, and shout out to Queen Germ, second place in the Fro Fantasy League,
whoop,
man.
Whoop.
You know what I'm saying? You know, representing.
I'm out you.
The opposite of me. I'm second from last.
Somebody got to be
I'm in 13th place, you know what I'm saying? She in second place. What kind of shit is that, man? But that's just the way the world works, man. But let's go ahead and get into this outline so we can get into bed before midnight tonight.
Let's get into bed, baby.
We got kids listening. Keep it PG.
Hey, they here for a reason.
Oh, stop it. Let's go ahead and start with some sad news. We had another cop murder. And what I mean by not a cop being killed, but another cop killing someone in their home in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This lady, her name was Shen. I don't want to get her name wrong, so let's get it right. I think her name was Atiana Jefferson. She was at home with her nephew playing a video game when a cop crept through the backyard, knocked on the window, said, "Put your hands up," and then shot instantly. Killed her while she was in there playing a video game with her nephew.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Now, this lady was a college graduate. She just graduated like 4 or 5 years ago. She was in grad school. And she was just chilling. And the only reason why the police were at the house because a concerned neighbor, called and said, "Hey, it's a little late. I noticed that both their front doors have been open for a while, and that was unusual." You know what I'm saying? But instead of the cops coming to the front door and knocking, they go on some old SWATy bullshit. Climb through these PBR, and now we got another dead person. You shot this woman in her house. I'm not calling the police for nothing no more. Because I don't want the police showing up thinking I'm the goddamn culprit when I'm the victim. Like, if I'm breaking in somebody's house, I wouldn't be sitting there playing no fucking video games. Like,
I mean, my thing is this. Police got to be trained a whole lot better than this. How the hell do you want me to think that you are a reasonable person? Fuck being a police. You get to be 20, 30 years old, 40, 50, whatever. Help me to understand how you can assess the environment that you're going into. Like, where is the threat? What is the reason for shooting? Like, if you knock on somebody's door like a regular person, you could get some information. Then if it get heated, shoot a nigga. But you trying to tell me that you come to survey the land, you looking and you know what I'm saying, you got a call, you out there for whatever, but if you don't see no threat, what are we shooting for? Like, you shot the lady without having any real conversation.
None at all.
With the people, so you went there to kill somebody. Like, what the hell is that? That's dumb.
Yeah, I mean, luckily this cop was, he tried to resign, but he was fired.
But I thought they said he resigned before they could fire him.
Well, he tried to resign.
Oh, okay. And that's what happened when you just skimmed the thing.
Yeah, and then so he did get fired, and they did charge him with murder.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but it's just to the point now where, like, is it okay to call the police? Like, I just don't. It's just like, and they wonder why we, us black people, we have a distrust for the police, because we've seen this over and over and over again, and it's not changing. It's like, it's ridiculous. You can get killed in your own fucking home. We done seen people get killed in their home eating ice cream. Now we've seen somebody getting killed playing a fucking video game in their own home. I can't stress this enough. Well, it looked like she had a gun. It's fucking Texas.
I mean, I
can have a gun in my house. That's not against the law. You know what it is against the law? You coming in my fucking yard, knocking on my window, and shooting through my window like you some motherfucking hoodlum or something, nigga.
Yeah, you playing a damn video game in real life. Because, I mean, this type of stuff cannot be tolerated. Like, I don't know what black people got to do, but something has to be done. Because this shit is passed by ridiculous. Because even if they go to jail, even if they, I mean, like.
It's going to happen again.
What's going to stop them? Nothing's going to stop them. So, it's like, almost like you got to damn near be pulling the gun on them in a second.
I mean, like I said, if they say you can use the fear for my life rule, why can't you use that for a police officer? I was feared for my life, so I killed this cop. Yeah. I thought he was going to kill me.
Because they've been killing everybody.
So why can't I use that excuse?
The data suggests, because I'm looking at all the reports of people dying at the hands of the police. I'm talking about wrongful death. And we just chilling over here. Y'all letting niggas get out months after they done kill folk. Y'all, that's
get
that's
out. True. They just now starting to go to jail.
Well, that too. But I'm just saying, like, you.
These motherfuckers was leaving the damn. They were going home that night.
Yeah. Every night.
That's duty. They just, you can't be on patrol
anymore.
But
you're still making money. You're still making the same little shitty salary you've been making.
We keep your salary the same. We're just going to put you down here in the records office. You know? So, I don't know. So, if you feel safe calling the police, call them.
I don't know.
But I don't feel safe. And, I mean, I swear, I can't have no shit like that go down. Because just think about it. Like, just as you, the neighbor. Like, that, you got to feel some kind of remorse. Like that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was looking out for them, but in turn, it got somebody killed.
Yeah.
Like, you being a good neighbor, like, damn, man. You know, if I notice my neighbor garage up, and I'd be like, hold on, damn, man.
I mean, you that scary? You couldn't go across there?
I mean, well, I guess he was figuring like, shit, if somebody in there, I don't want to walk up in there, and then it'd be another dead body in this motherfucker. And it just so, I don't know, man. Look, man. Hey, call the police at your own risk, man. I'm good. Like, fuck. I know they say everybody hate the police to the day they need the police, but God damn it, man. Y'all motherfuckers don't understand.
But I'm saying, you don't need the police. The police gonna kill you. Shit, the problems you got ain't gonna take you to death. So hell, I'll take my chances.
Exactly. You breaking my house, I gotta make a police claim to get my insurance payment. But other than that, shit. I'm skeptical. I don't want nobody to get hurt behind my actions. I'm just trying to look out for my neighbor. Hey, I hear my neighbor over there beating on this old lady. I call the police.
That ain't my problem either.
Yeah, that's definitely not my problem. You know, I'm sorry. I'm not goddamn Casanova.
I mean, my thing is just like at where we are now, it's just not safe. Mm-mm. It's just not. Because you telling me somebody can get killed doing random things at your house. You know, it's not acceptable. This is just way too much, because if you think about all of these encounters, and we only know because of social media and these type of things, this stuff has gotten to be extremely overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like, you gonna have people losing their freaking mind because every time they see the police shit, some people gonna be like...
PTSD.
Yeah.
I go in the fuck. My hands shaking. I have a fucking condition because I see the police. I'm fucking terrified. And it shouldn't be like that. But that's how they want you to be. They want you to be scared of.
Yeah, but you gonna
you
make some
fear.
Yeah, but you gonna make somebody so scared of you that they gonna be starting to pull a damn gun on the police officers. Yeah. Then what the hell are you gonna say then?
That's why we need to have better relations between the police and the citizens.
Yeah, but you ain't gonna have better relations because the police don't want to have a relationship with
you. Well, in certain cities, they don't have these issues. You know what I'm saying? Because their police actually police the communities. They actually grew up in the communities and they, you know, they move about the communities. Here, you got these little 18, 19-year-old kids, 20, 21, whatever, the youngest you can be to be a cop. I think it's like 20, 21. Fresh out the academy. They a fucking military flunky. they grew up in out on the out suburbs, but you got them patrolling on the hood side, and they fucking own one because all they know about is the hood, and they done heard fucking stories, and now they out there, they motherfucking blood rushing, pumping, and all that bullshit, and next thing you know, they done fucked around and killed somebody that just, you know, didn't take their fucking medicine that day. You know, they was tripping. You know, everybody know that, like, nah, he don't never act like that. He must ain't had his medicine today. But this new cop, he don't know that because he don't patrol the neighborhood. He done killed this man. That's why I say all the time, we need our own patrol in our neighborhoods. So maybe we need more black people to be cops.
Well, black people don't want to be cops because that just don't look good for many people. They just taught that, you know, that's yeah. not what they do. I mean, but even if you do get black people to be cops, they got to be clean cops because niggas is grimy now. You got niggas doing shit, too.
Yeah. I mean, you got dirty cops everywhere. It's so a dirty black cops out
just
there.
Just because you're black don't mean you finna come and save nobody.
Yeah, damn. So basically, don't trust the fucking police.
Yeah, fuck the police.
I mean, damn, that's fucked up. I know some police officers pretty good guys. But, you know.
Like I said, fuck the police. I mean,
damn. Well, sorry to hear that. This whole thing is a fucking mess. Hopefully he gets charged like a motherfucking murderer and not a cop. I don't want to see another judge hugging nobody and fixing people's hair and the victim's family. Can I give you a hug? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that shit is like, it's ridiculous. So let's move on. Read a crazy story about a man that walked, how many miles it was? I'm sorry.
350 something.
He traveled 300. 50 miles to have sex. He walked on foot. Let's go ahead and read the story.
Yeah, read it for the people.
It says, former Oshkosh resident charged in federal court for walking from Indianapolis suburb to Wisconsin to engage in sexual activity with a 14-year-old. I'm going to start this off by saying, no R. Kelly. Anything make you walk 300 some fucking miles, she got to have that goddamn snapping snapper. That comeback sauce.
First of all,
she gotta have that.
I ain't driving 350 miles for no dick.
She 14. I'm gonna go ahead and say it ain't that good, bro.
I ain't driving 350 miles for no dangling. Y'all can say that. You ain't had sex in a long time. If you walk in to have sex with anybody, I know your ass stink. If you telling me you walked 350 something miles, how long did it take him to get there? I wouldn't have the desire to have sex after I have walked 350 miles.
I mean, what day did you leave and what day did you get there, my nigga?
I need him to have hitchhiked some rides.
So they say 351-mile trek from Whitestown, Indiana to Neenah, Wisconsin. Along the way, Jenkins continued to engage Kylie in sexual explicit conversations and updated her as to his current location. So Kylie was, in fact, a Winnebago County Sheriff's deputy assigned to the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Wow.
You're so dumb.
This stupid motherfucker walked 351 miles. I know the police was sitting on this one like, police like, damn, this nigga heard me get here, man. God damn, where the fuck he at?
I mean, I want to know why does he not have a car? Because if you ain't got no car, you shouldn't be trying to fuck nothing.
Hey, man.
I don't care if she was of age. Who the hell walking 350 some odd miles? That's crazy.
Man, wow. 351 miles. Jesus Christ. So I'm trying to figure out how long. Look at this guy. Look at the picture of this poor son of a bitch.
Yeah, and he looked like somebody who would walk 350 miles
yeah,
to have
looks,
sex with somebody.
Yes. He looks like somebody that would have sex with a 300.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm trying to figure out, you couldn't borrow your mama's car?
Stole somebody's car. I mean, god damn. I'm trying to see. In early October, Jenkins began asking a girl if he wanted to come to Wisconsin. When she said yes, he later told her he had begun walking from Whitestown, Indiana to where she was. He said, I will tell you when I get to Neenah, 108 hours by walking. 108 hours. Oh my god. On October 10th, he had made it to the state, and someone had bought him a bus ticket to get to the girl's town. Okay. So I was about to say, Jesus Christ.
I mean, the person is stupid too, because I would not condone him being with no woman. So, I mean, no kids. So, what the hell are you helping him?
He probably just told her, like, hey, man, I'm going to see my girl. You know, he probably lied or something like that. Hey, man, I need a ride. I'm just trying to go see my girl. Oh, man, I'll help you out. Man, you a bus ticket, man. You walking? Damn. So, that raises my question. What's the farthest you would travel for some ding-dong?
It can't be more than 10 miles. We got 10, 15 miles if I got to go.
10, 15 miles? You don't want it bad enough.
See, that's what I need. I got dick in the house. Where am I going?
I'm just saying, in an alternate universe, parallel universe.
Okay, so if I got to go somewhere, the nigga flying me out.
Oh.
So if I'm going somewhere.
No, on your dime.
On my dime?
On your dime.
It can't be more than a half a tank of gas.
Half a tank? You can get a long way on half a tank of gas now.
I mean,
your car get little. Half a tank of gas, we talk about. That's probably about, let's say your car get 24 miles a gallon, half a tank, you know what I'm saying, is what, about 18 gallons in your car, 9 times 24 is what?
You said 9.
That's half a tank?
Yeah, that's about almost 240 miles.
240? So you willing to go 240 miles for
something? I guess so. Whoa! I mean, because I got to think about, I got to get back home, so I ain't going to use all my gas, so if I go there, and I got to be the one paying for it, so I can give you a half a tank of gas,
240 round
turn
trip.
Back around, yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying. 240.
So you talking about a whole tank of gas?
Yeah, a whole tank of gas. I mean, as long as I can get back home, so I can get to you, do what we do, so turn back around, come back home.
All right, so about 240. Man, wow. That's.
So what about you?
I mean, maybe, you know, yeah, I'd probably go. I can't drive more than 4 hours in one day, so that'll be my max. 4 hours. That's 4 hours driving. However long I can get in 4 hours is where I go. Because I can't drive longer than 4 hours in one day. Like, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Well, you would do it.
Nah. I'm
talking about the people got to have the snap or so.
I mean, it got to be that top shelf.
But you don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's bad. You get there and it be some bap. And you're like, God damn, man.
You out ready to kill a nigga.
You be mad than a motherfucker. You be like, man, this some bullshit. Like, wow.
I mean, me personally, I need the people to get some help. Y'all can't be running around here fucking with these people, kids.
I mean,
I want to know where your mama at when you ride here. They don't these arrangements.
They don't have no safe sites for y'all motherfuckers that like fucking young people, because y'all keep.
Why you can't just get the barely legals? But
like, if you want, it's got to be some websites that where you ain't got to worry about police acting like they little kids and y'all can get y'all shit off. You know what I'm saying? Because I just this is ridiculous, bro. Like, y'all niggas just need to stop. I mean, you. Well, I don't know how old this man is, but he's older. He's way too old to be doing this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, you shouldn't prey on little kids. Let's go ahead and get that out the way. Because
I don't see nothing sexy about no child.
It's nothing. I don't get it. Like, I don't understand these people. Like, maybe something is wrong with y'all. I'm not saying.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, I'm just.
It's definitely.
I don't want to call it a mental.
It is.
Because then it's like, that means it's a sickness that can be cured.
It's a sickness is because they sick. It's nothing about no can be cured. It's just what it is.
I just don't know what to call it, but it's like
they need to be shot and killed.
I mean, if that's just disgusting, bro.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
the fact that this man walked.
He like, walked. That means your ass is stinking.
You know how
all
you know how many women you passed on your walk, my nigga.
Thank you.
I mean, this nigga. I wonder what kind of shoes this nigga had on.
He had them on long because the shit.
Them,
I know them shoes
them
done fell apart.
Smoking. Them bitches was smoking.
They fell apart.
God damn. That's probably why somebody bought them a bus ticket. They're like, man, this man out here walking these bum ass shoes.
Probably smelling horrible.
Oh my God, bro. Like, you just get this man a sicko award. Anyway, let's move
this
on.
This is disgusting.
I was reading a story. I want to know, you being in the education field, do you think this was the proper punishment for this child? It says 12-year-old suspended from Worcester. I can never say that word. Middle school. Yeah. Worcester. Somebody from that area. Gerard from Boston, man. How do you pronounce that motherfucking word? So Worcester Middle School for hugging gym teacher. I'm going to read that again. 12-year-old suspended from school for hugging gym teacher. A 12-year-old student in that city, Massachusetts, has been suspended for hugging a gym teacher. The foster mother of the Forest Grove Middle School student is asking for change after the boy was suspended for 10 days and given a record of physical assault of a teacher. I was told he had put hands on his teacher, said Julia Rosecoat. I was shocked and asked for details on what happened, and then I was told that he hugged his gym teacher. At the end of the day, I just hugged her. Nothing really happened, the seventh grader said. NBC 10 Boston is not identifying a 12-year-old boy, but Orozco says he finally admits he was fooling around with friends in gym class when the teacher told him to sit out. And then I went over just like, and I gave her a hug and said, please, I don't want to sit out because I like the game, he said. After sitting out for 5 minutes, the teacher allowed him to play. Orozco said it wasn't until the next period that he was called to the principal's office. I don't expect a teacher to have to be okay with being touched or being hugged, but I do expect as an educator that she educate what the boundaries are in her classroom, Orozco said. So after several phone calls, emails, and eventual hearing, she got his school record reduced to disruption of school and his suspension reduced to 4 days. But she said there's nothing in the school handbook about hugs and she doesn't want this incident to be held against him in the future. Okay. Now, what do you think about this situation?
They're just doing too much. Because first and foremost, if you felt like whatever he did was so offensive, you should have addressed it then.
Yes.
I wouldn't have let him get back in the game. I would have told him what he did was inappropriate. I would have dealt with it right then. Mm. So what did you do? Get time to think about it? Did somebody else say something to you to make you feel like, hey, now I need to go and make Johnny, you know, be reprimanded for this situation?
Did he squeeze her ass or something?
And then don't seem like that's what happened.
I mean, he had to squeeze a butt or something. I mean, damn, a hug. Like, you know, you a teacher. I thought teachers love giving hugs.
Hey, if that was the case, a whole lot of people would have caught a charge with me.
I mean, I thought teachers give hugs,
I give hugs all the time. And my people go.
I mean, golly.
But I mean, for a kid, that's just a learning. That's a learning experience, a teachable moment. You should have been trying to tell him what wasn't right about it.
You gotta respect people's boundaries and shit like that.
You don't put nobody child with nothing on their record.
Then the school gave him 10 days.
But not only did you give him 10 days, you gave him something in his file talking about something.
Assault on the teacher. Assault. Like,
he didn't fight the woman.
That was his. Oh my gosh. He a foster kid too, so you know he already got a bad rep.
Excuse me. Don't do that.
Just saying, man. That could have got him put back in, like, foster kid prison or some shit, man. He might have been, you know what I'm saying, like, back into the little group home or something. He might have been on his way out getting adopted, getting a family and shit. And this right here on his record.
Don't set him back.
Yeah, now he going back into the pile and shit. Like, man, damn, he going back to the kid pound. You know what I'm saying? When they just come and look at you, you just be sitting there like the little dogs in the damn, I'm just telling you, that's what it's like, bro. Man, shout out to all the kids that's in the group homes and adoption homes and orphanages and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them, man, because that's a rough life, man. Tell y'all a quick story about King Germ, man. One point in time, I worked at like a group home, and I wasn't the most mature motherfucker in the world.
Wasn't?
No. And so one night, it was one of the kids' birthday. And so I was just like, you know what? Uh-uh. He was like, hey, man, can you take me to the store? You know what I'm saying? So I take him to the store. His uncle gave him some, like, you know, whatever he wanted or whatever. You know, I got some green and everything. So I sat there, I smoked with him and everything. And, you know, drank a little, you know, I let them drink whatever. I wasn't drinking. A little girl came over. I let him, you know, have a girl in his room and everything. You know, she came through. She climbed through the window, whatever. They did whatever they did, whatever little kids do. You know, I let them have a good time. But there was one white kid in the house. And so, but he was really crazy. Like, I was scared. Like, I used to be scared around him. Like, I ain't gonna front. Like, I was worried about that kid. I was like, yo, this motherfucker, like, then one day he was listening to Eminem, that Kim song, that "So Long, Bitch, You Did Me." He would listen to that shit, so I got really nervous. Cause I was like, oh, shit. He just started listening to Eminem. This white boy might kill me. So I was just like, you know, I was on edge. So the director come to me one day. He was like, hey, man, I need to talk to you. I was like, what's going on? He was like, I've been hearing some things that you took the kids to the store and you let them drink and they was getting high and you had girls coming through. I said, no, who said that? He said, the white kid said. I said, man, you know that boy crazy, right? He'll say anything. I like, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I kind of told the director, like, I really told him, like, the white boy crazy. He don't know what he talking about. He said, I did go to the store. I said, I did take him to the store. So I took all of us to the store. But I said, I didn't know that was an issue. I'm sorry about that. I can get reprimanded for that. But, man, I could have went to jail for what I did.
Yeah.
I could have went to jail.
So, therefore, we need not to admit to this situation.
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I could be lying. All that could have been false.
Just jokes.
Yeah, it's all podcast talk. Yeah. Show talk is what we call it around here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Moving right along.
Yeah, but let's move along because, you know, statute of limitations might be up, but, you know, who knows?
Maybe not.
Yeah, but yeah, as far as that, so that was extreme punishment. And shame on you, Worcester County Schools or whatever, that middle school, that's ridiculous. And the teacher, man, grow up. Unless the teacher was a man or something, you know.
So I don't care who you were.
I mean, the boy must have grabbed that ass.
He did not.
He had to grab. He palmed that booty. He was like, yeah, what's up? Pow. He probably told me like,
well, yo, you had to like it if you told me the boy said after 5 minutes you came back in the game.
Yeah, she was like, ooh.
He got that nice grip.
That foster home grip. Like he tried to hold on to his parents when they're leaving out on him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Niggas is trifling.
But shout out to all the kids in the orphanages, man. And you know, man, hopefully, man, somebody come get you one day, man. If not, man, just when you get kicked out of there when you're 18, man, just come out and think the world owe you something, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. I mean, you know, but, or you could pull yourself up by the bootstraps and make something out your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, just overcome all the bullshit. Like, everybody have a rough childhood, man. Some's rougher than others. You know, some of them don't experience nothing. But you got to look at that. What you experience is making you tougher. You know what I'm saying? That's how you got to look at it. Speaking of being tough, Pharrell has graced the cover of GQ magazine. And on this cover, it is this is what it says. It says, the new masculinity issue. And Pharrell has, like, on this puffed up, I don't know what you want to call it. But in the article, they're saying, like, the new dudes, the new, what they call masculine now is not what masculine was 20 years ago. Like, that image of your grandfather that was able, that was around here with a fucking wrench in his hand and he could fix every fucking thing and just being tough and all that. That man is gone. The new masculine man is somebody that shaves his eyebrows, get pedicures, manicures.
And that's not masculine at all.
What else they do? They wear real tight clothes. They are okay if they have sex with men, you know. It's ridiculous now. The new, you have to be okay with, you're like, yes, I will have sex with a transgendered. Yes, I would have sex with a man. You know, I understand, you know, labels are. So the new masculine man is the opposite of the what we grew up as a masculine man. And do you notice anything? Like, do you notice anything about the new guys?
That they seem very feminine. Yes. So I guess the new masculine is feminine.
Yes.
Which is sad because nowadays people don't have nothing that's gender specific. And I don't really know if that's a good thing. I mean, in my opinion, I would say no. It's just odd to me for people to think that, you know, this is where we need to be going. Because it really isn't. Because if that's the case, then we leaving procreation up for chance. Because if everybody doing whatever, if I wake up today and decide I want to be, identify as a man or whatever, whatever y'all want to call these things. I don't know what's going on
but
now.
What's wrong with the masculine men? Like, what's wrong with the old school tough guy, macho, you know what I'm saying, manly man, you know what I'm saying, drink beer, fart, look at titties, you know what I'm saying? What's wrong with that man? You know what I'm saying? Now you have to, like, I don't get it. Like, women, I blame y'all.
Don't blame us.
Yes, y'all should never allow that kind of shit. But once y'all start saying, oh, he do look cute in my heels.
Never seen that.
You got my jeans on, that's cute, you know what I'm saying, you can wear my jeans. Like, ladies, y'all start letting the skinny niggas win. Like, when the skinny niggas
around here walking with these jeggings, that's why I never was a fan of skinny niggas.
Yes, these niggas around here 5'5", 130 pounds, y'all like, ooh, girl, he's so fine. No, y'all,
I love the fat boys.
Y'all niggas did this shit, man. Like, these niggas don't know how to change today. Hey, new niggas don't know about cars. They don't know how to fix cars, change tires. It's just the basic shit. Niggas just don't know how to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? I blame that on the absentee father, so it is their fault. You know, they was raised with single mothers and grandmas and aunties.
Yeah, no, but at what point do you want to be a man? That's in your DNA.
But you don't know. You don't have to know.
You don't have to know. All you have to know. You know that shit ain't... You know that you got a dick and you shouldn't be sitting down to piss. You know that shit.
But no, you don't know about the new men? The new masculine men, they sit down to pee.
Okay.
How would you feel if you came to the bathroom and, or I just sat down to pee? That was my way of my, that was just how I did things. Would you be okay with that?
No, I would not.
So you couldn't be okay with your man sitting down to pee?
No.
Why not?
Your dick must be really small for nothing. Ain't nothing uncomfortable about that.
But they say it just, you know, it's just more, you know, but I
wouldn't know. I mean, I'll sit down to pee because I'm a woman.
Yeah. And but me personally, I like standing up. I don't understand
how a nigga can sit down and pee.
Yeah, but that's the new nigga. The new masculine man sits down to pee. Yes.
Yeah, no. I'm not a man.
Yeah. What about, like, you know, new masculine man has a bidet in his house?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like...
all butt wipes.
Yeah.
You like, just get you some wipes and do that.
Get your bidet, man, with the... get the air dryer and all that stuff.
I just don't understand people. Like, do we not want to have human generations to come? Because that's basically what you want. You trying to be extinct.
I mean, it's basically like, I guess it's crowd control. You know what I'm saying? We can't.
Is that what it is?
It's got to be. It's got to be crowd control because we need to get some more motherfuckers off this earth. You know what I'm saying? Because
I mean, the police doing that for y'all.
Well, we need more.
A lot faster.
We need more. Okay. We need another AIDS outbreak or some shit like
that. Oh, no. No,
I'm
no,
saying,
no,
like,
no,
they, the government gonna create another little AIDS or something like that to the, where it's gonna be taking people out. Crowd control, man. Like, it's gonna happen, man. So, you know. Oh, man. But don't let me put my conspiracy hat on, man, because, you know, the conspiracy's been going deep, man. You got people being witnesses and trials, and next thing you know, they showing up dead, and they come up with some fucking story about niggas drove 5 hours to buy some drugs, and they went to the man's house. He had pounds of weed and cash and this, but nigga, this was your star witness? Y'all ain't vet this nigga and see he was a drug dealer? I don't believe. Nigga just ain't go to having pounds this week. Nigga been had pounds. You don't just stumble upon pounds of weed. You know what I'm saying? You might have a pound. If you got more than 2, 3, 4 pounds, you big roller. And that nigga, drug dealers usually don't take the stand and point fingers at people. You know what I'm saying? Unless, you know, they these new niggas. But still, but let me take my conspiracy hat off because I don't wanna jump down there.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. So I like I said, this new masculinity thing, man. I'm not. You know, I'm still stuck on the old school, old man strength. You know what I'm saying? Seeing like, you know, opening jars and changing tires and fixing shit. Like, you know, even though I can't fix shit, I can fix certain things.
I was not trying to blow up the spot.
I mean, no. I'm not opposed to it.
You do a little something.
It's not like I understand that was one of my weaknesses.
But so, YouTube has come through for you a lot.
Yes, YouTube has come through.
You can't follow instructions. That's one thing.
Yes. So. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just that, you know, me taking things apart and putting them back together.
Yeah.
Issue. If it's more than 6 screws, I'm fucked. I'm going to be real with you. If it's more than 6 screws, I'm fucked up. Like, whoa. That's why people are like, why don't you do your own work on cars? Do you understand that?
If, you would be walking 350 miles if you had to fix it.
Yeah, I'm not taking shit loose on no car because then if I can't get this shit back on, I'm fucked. So hell no.
I'm glad you know your strengths, sir.
Yes, I know my strengths. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, like that's what I be trying to tell guys these days. When you out here trying to get it with women, know your strengths. Play to your strengths. If you're a funny dude, be funny. Make a girl laugh. You'll laugh her draws right off.
Oh, my.
If you ugly, dress nice. But you dress nice, that's your attribute. Stay dressing nice because you ugly. You know what I'm saying? You got nice hair or whatever you got. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, you know, that's your attribute. Play to your attributes, my nigga. Don't try to cross over. Y'all big niggas, start dressing like big niggas. Stop trying to dress like these skinny niggas. Man, you look weird. You look very uncomfortable. Y'all walking around here in these tight-ass shirts, the sleeves, like, all the way up on your arm. That's how I know the shirt wasn't made for no big nigga when the sleeves is, like, halfway up your arm, like you'd cut the sleeves, man. But
I'm saying, like, I don't know. Niggas nowadays, they
don't
water
down. Pull your fucking pants up, man.
They don't water it down.
Yes. Y'all niggas got these skinny jeans on your
jeggings.
Pants under your ass. Like, oh, man, listen, man. I don't mind if you sag, but some of these sags are disgusting. Okay, what do you want? You trying to show people you got on $50 underwear? Why are you buying $50 underwear, my nigga? That makes no fucking sense.
Especially when they gonna mess around and get a hole in it because y'all don't wear them till it.
Hell yeah. Like, nigga, you done took 5 pictures with showing off your goddamn Versace underwear, nigga. Like, who gives a shit? I don't care. Pull your goddamn pants up, man.
I don't know.
Oh, man. Sound like to get off the yard, man. Good gracious.
Society.
Well. Let's bring it down. TV talk. Let's do TV talk. TV talk. I'm going to go ahead and get into power. this past episode happened. And before I get into Power, I'm going to say, at the end of the episode, they did a, oh, this is what's coming up on the after the season finale, the mid-season finale. So I said, hold the fuck up. This is just the mid-season. They got more of this shit. Anything interesting happened in this episode?
We realized that Ghost and Tasha are meant to be together because they both sick as fuck. Tasha killed Keisha.
But she was protecting her kids.
That's not cool.
What you mean? Tasha was...
Your kid will kill her. Whatever they did.
But all y'all going to jail.
Okay, so why did you kill the girl? Let her all y'all go to jail together. Everybody go to jail. Going to jail anyway. So what's the problem?
I mean, why everybody gotta go to jail because of her?
Because Tommy gonna break. Because Tommy finally finds somebody he wanna be with. The girl was his rider.
She signed the papers.
She signed the papers to get her son back. She was gonna lie to the people. She said that she was leaving. She wasn't gonna turn nobody in. She wasn't gonna do nothing. She was gonna bounce with her kid.
Man. She had already signed the papers. Then after she seen that Tommy was a real nigga, she had went and
she was trying to change him.
Yeah, but too late now. He was a rat.
She wanted to save her kid. If them people didn't have her kid in there, she wouldn't have did it.
She was ratting.
And then go set Lorenz Tate up to say some foolishness, and now he ain't going to be able to get elected. Yeah. I used to think Lorenz Tate was so fine. Oh, my gosh. Just to have the two of them in the same room.
Here we go again. But, yeah. And
Ghost is still fine. I know the people was waiting to hear me say it.
Yeah, they were waiting.
He is.
But anyway... But yeah, this episode, like I said, you got Keisha dead. But Tommy, man, I felt kind of bad for Tommy because Ghost's family has been the downfall of Tommy.
Yeah.
They got him to kill his daddy, his girlfriend, now his other girlfriend. Tommy about to fucking lose it, bro.
That's what I'm saying. He finna kill Ghost.
Yeah, he gotta kill. Ghost gotta die. Tasha gotta die. Tariq gotta die. Like, all the fucking St. Patrick's gotta die except the little baby. You know what I'm saying? They don't even show her no more.
I'm going to say, what baby they got? But yeah. I remember now.
Yeah, they got a baby, yeah. Funny story. Do you know that house that him and Lala was staying in? Mm-hmm. That was Holly's, the dude that he had did something to Holly. I think it was her dad or some shit like that. He had killed him. Tommy had killed him. And he just took the house over.
What?
Because he bought the house or whatever, yeah. So she was thinking, like, no, Tommy killed somebody and got the house. Like, that's how he got the house. Yeah. Yeah, over Holly. So, yeah, man. So, yeah, that was Power, man. It's still coming on, and apparently this is just, we're at the midway point of the final season of Power. So, more Power updates to come. I was really hoping this was about over, but I see it's not. So, other thing I watched the El Camino movie. The El Camino movie was the Breaking Bad movie. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all. It picked up from the time. Basically, when Jesse left out on Breaking Bad, when Walt died and everything, after he got shot or whatever, it picked up from there and just showed, like, I guess Jesse next couple days or what he did directly after that. And it had flashbacks of the times when he was locked up, well, being held hostage and made to cook meth. And it kind of had some other Breaking Bad little scenes, and it just, you know, it was all right. It was all right. I'm not going to say it was trash, but it wasn't amazing. It was kind of shot like Breaking Bad. You have, like, your little scene of, like, the stop sign or a scorpion just walking, like, real close up on something. You know, it was real Breaking Bad. It was shot like a long episode of Breaking Bad. And me and Beezy was talking about it, and we came to the conclusion that it was completely unnecessary. Like, we didn't gain anything from that, you know, whole movie. But it was still good to see some of the old characters, man. And you know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna say it was garbage, but I'm gonna say it was all right. It was worth a watch. If you was a fan of the show, watch El Camino. You know what I'm saying? Won't give you any closure. Maybe it will, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't know. I'm going to say it's all right.
Yeah, and I don't watch anything, so yeah. Power it is for me.
Oh, and then the next thing I watched the Deion Cole comedy special, and I'm going to say the Deion Cole comedy special was funnier than the Dave Chappelle special. Bury me all you want, Deion Cole shit was way funnier than Dave Chappelle shit. You know what I'm saying? So
that's like a big Dave Chappelle fan.
Thank you. People say call me a hater. I was a big Dave Chappelle fan.
You put me on a Dave Chappelle. Now.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. It was not like I'm a hater. So it was just like Deion Cole shit was funnier, man. Check out Deion Cole's special on Netflix. The shit is funny. Then the last thing I watched, it was a request from BeEZ. It was called Euphoria, show on HBO. Basically, it's about this girl. She was in fucking rehab, and she just got a drug problem. She's a fucking druggie, and she hides her drug. Well, she don't hide it from her parents because her parents know she was in rehab, and she gets people to pee for her. She, you know, drug. Her mom makes her take drug tests and all kinds of shit. But I watched the first episode, you know what I'm saying, just to get BeEZ to watch Snowfall, and it was weird. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the BeEZ shows. What I mean by BeEZ show is, BeEZ like the weird TV shows that's like, they be weird. But they're shot well, as he would say. Look at the aesthetics. Look. They shot this in 35mm, man. They shot the show with a fucking iPhone, man. Look at this shit, man. He'll say some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, it's grimy. Well, anyway. But I'm going to try to watch it if it don't get too weird. You know what I'm saying? But I can't make no promises about Euphoria, man. So that's about all I watched and that I want to share with y'all this week. Did you find any good deals on QVC?
I did not. I'm still watching because I'm trying to get my Christmas list together.
Uh-huh.
So, but nothing too striking. Nothing. Nothing that stands out right now.
No impulse buys or nothing you saw?
No.
Okay.
Last thing I got was some the little turvy things for your hair when you get out the shower.
Okay.
But that's been a little while, so no.
I got you. So you're not the queen of QVC no more.
I am the queen. They got to step their game up. Oh. I'm still watching.
Okay.
I just ain't saw nothing yet.
Song of the week time. Do you have a song of the week?
Yes.
Okay. What is your song of the week? I want
to dedicate my song of the week to my man, my main squeeze. That happens to be you.
Oh, I was wondering who this was gonna be. You know, because. Go ahead.
But it's Life Jennings' song, Must Be Nice. I love that song, and I think about you all the time when I hear it.
Oh, no. So sappy.
I mean, I'm just saying. Just roll with it.
Queen Jern, you're going soft on me, man.
I mean, just this week, because you're winning.
Okay.
Now, when you was losing, I really wouldn't think about you.
Wow. See, look, you fickle just like the parents on the team, man. Just, when you lose, they don't even say nothing when you win.
I don't you like that.
They pat you on the back.
I'm back over here. I'm with the team.
Yeah, they shaking hands, and they like, oh, yeah.
It's like Tom Brown Gladiators.
Let me tell y'all, man, before I tell y'all my song of the week, I'm just going to say, I saw it last night, and I did, like, I was doing, like, a little research. I said, I'm going to run specific kids since their parents had all the problems. I'm going to get them, a couple of them scored touchdowns. And, you know, I seen the way their parents were reacting and everything. I was like, 180 from last week, boy. Mm-hmm. I tell you. They we ain't got time. They don't want to hear the coach speech in the end, bro. Nah.
Oh, now the coach got
a
child.
Got a little touchdown. You know, everything changed now. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, it's all good. I see the politics, man, you know. But my song of the week is one of my classic songs. You know, this will be on the soundtrack of my life. We're going to do that on the episode one day. You have to pick like 5 songs that would be on the soundtrack of your life. And you got to tell the 5 songs and tell the reason why this song is on the soundtrack of your life.
Mm.
All right? That's going to be next week. So start thinking about the 5 songs that will be on the soundtrack of your life.
Okay. I got to think about the reasons.
Yeah, and think about the reasons. Whatever, like, you know. You know your reason behind the Donny Hathaway Christmas song. You're just like, cause I got this radio for Christmas.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
And you know what I'm saying. So, but yeah, but my song of the week is Backbone 5 Deuce 4 Trey.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Classic song. You know what I'm saying? Made me think of my nigga Big B, man. You know what I'm saying? Cause that was his shit, bro. He's love that fucking song right there. So you know. That's my song of the week. Backbone, 5 Deuce 4 Trey. This is Frocast, episode 375. Go ahead, listen to the music. We'll be back in a minute.
I'm still bucking like 5 Deuce 4 Trey. Somebody better tell him. I'm still bucking like 5 Deuce 4 Trey. Somebody better tell him. I'm still bucking like 5 Deuce 4 Trey. Somebody better tell him. I'm still bucking like 5 Deuce 4 Trey. Somebody better tell him. I'm born and bred on that killer. They call it Front Street, nobody, nigga.
seeing post up in the cut. I'm in that. I ain't serving them but pure product. I spoke that raw, quote that slang, choke that thing. I'm talking about I ain't stressing nothing but pain. Keep the Chevrolet chonked out. I ain't fucking with your girl, that's y'all chonked out. I come through, tear that ass up. Whipping with grain and he all glassed up. You see him swerving on some 17.9. Mr. FF on the say right every time. I'm still bucking like five deuce, four tray.
Somebody better tell him.
I'm still bucking like five deuce, four tray.
Somebody better tell him.
I'm still bucking like five deuce, four tray.
Somebody better tell him.
I'm still bucking like five deuce, four tray.
Somebody better tell
him. Suckers from the line for my tie like 10 till. See him grin with the grill. Super clean, see it gleam through the windshield. It's every day like the clock tick. Whipping with some super thick up in the cockpit. It's authentic, baby. You see the hand stitched material. Working the original interior. I've been a cola. Your head beaned up out the trunk. I step on stage and get the whole place crunk. Always guaranteed fresh, y'all. And I rock the microphone to death, y'all. Yes, I'm. Hold on. Hold the dice. Set these down. Then I'm gone. One more shot. Cause I'm on tonight. I shook another 52. Now tell me. What do they want to do?
I'm still bucking like five deuce, four tray.
Somebody better tell them.
I'm still bucking like five deuce, four tray.
I'm still bucking like five deuce, four tray.
Somebody better tell him.
I'm still bucking like five deuce, four tray.
Somebody better tell him.
I supply these motherfuckers with the right dosage. Now him, bust it open, get it smoking. That's him. Sack it up and watch it jump out the gym. Shorty told you what it is when you come through him. This sucker MC say he looking for me. Tell him, ain't that nigga, is you the police? When I put the mic down, they say they found residue. Now the laws wanna charge me with verbal abuse. Blow smoke up out the roof, cause they ain't got no proof. 6'8", skate Decatur, they ass through, I'm saying. Go get that bread, you understand? Man, these niggas think I'm playing.
Man, that boy, I'm still bucking like five deuce, four tray.
Somebody better tell them.
I'm still bucking like five deuce, four tray.
Somebody better tell them.
I'm still bucking like five deuce, four tray.
Somebody better tell them.
I'm still bucking like five deuce, four tray.
Somebody better tell them.
Just flipped on this CD player. I just want to inform you that when you got somebody good, you hold on to them. Slow to take and quick to give.
Must be nice.
Having someone who sticks around when the rough times get thick.
Someone whose smile is bright enough to make
the projects feel like a mansion.
Nice.
Having someone who loves you despite your faults.
Must be nice.
Having someone who talks the talk but also walks the walk.
Must be nice.
Having someone who understands that a fuck has feelings too. Someone who loves you for sure. You just remember to never let them go.
Cause even when your husband lays on the
ground,
she'll be by your side still.
Someone you can come home to from a long day work.
Must be
yeah.
nice.
Having
someone you don't have to show. They know exactly where it hurts. Having someone to trust you despite what they've heard. Someone as mighty as a lion,
but still as gentle as a bluebird.
Having someone you don't have to tell, you don't want to be alone. Having someone you can grow old with until God calls you home. Having someone who understands that a thug has feelings too. Someone who loves you for sure. You never let them go. Cause those gold digging women disappear, she'll still be here.
All right, man, hope y'all enjoy the music. Queen Jern keep going soft on us with all this soft ass music. Whitney Houston 1 week, this week Life Jennings. Who's gonna be next week? A gospel song
possibly.
Man,
we can do that too. The Lord is good.
Mm. Yes he is. But do you have a keeping 100?
Yes, I'm gonna keep it 100 with the fact that y'all need to swipe with caution.
100,
because you can't unsee the shit you see on people's phone. Mm. People be getting your phone. I mean, and I'm talking to myself really, because I don't know. People show me things on their phone, and then for whatever reason, I just be in mama mode all the time. So I just need to.
You need to stop swiping.
A couple. I said I'm talking to myself.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
And it's like, I can't undo that. And when I see it, I'm like, I know I'm not the only one. I'm not the only person out here doing that. You give me your phone. I'm supposed to be looking at the pictures of the car. I'm supposed to be looking at the pictures of the dog, whoever. And then all I did, I promise you, I ain't do more than two. And the next thing I know, I'm seeing some shit that I just don't want to see.
I didn't want to see that side of you.
So I'm just like, man, I got to do what the people tell me. Just look at what I showed you.
Yeah. Don't even take the phone in the hand. Let them hold it for you. Like, yo.
Because clearly, look at this picture.
Like, oh, let me see. Oh, let them hold their phone. Yeah, just keep your hands to yourself. Don't be touching people's phone.
But if you out there and you looking at friends, families, phones, just look at what the people show you. And if you're going to swipe, swipe with caution. Mm. I mean, especially ask the people.
Yes.
Because some things I just didn't know about people and I just didn't want to know. Mm. But I know now.
Wow. So. Well, my keeping 100 is, I've done some research. I was talking about Disney movies. And I was just how Disney movies always have single parents in it.
100.
Like, you ever noticed that?
No.
You never noticed it. Well, I'm going to tell you. Disney got 14 movies with single parents. I'm going to tell you the 14 movies. You got Django that was in Ratatouille. He was a single dad.
I guess. I ain't know that's what his name was.
Tiana, Princess Tiana. She was a single.
Only because her daddy died.
Still a single mother during the movie. She was a single mother.
But she was a widow.
Uncle Scrooge. Nope. Single father. What's this movie? Bug's Life. Queen Amidala.
I guess.
Single mother. Jasmine. Aladdin. The Sultan, single father. The Great Prince of the Forest, Bambi's father, single parent. I don't know what movie this is, but Belle, just had Maurice, single daddy. Ariel, the Little Mermaid, mm-hmm. Just a Daddy. Pocahontas, just a daddy. Dumbo, just a mama.
Hey, you.
Fucking Goofy. single father. Andy on Toy Story, his mama. Single mama. Nemo, Marlin, single daddy.
But his mama was on there.
Nani, Lilo and Stitch. Single mama. No, his mama went. She was dead. She died. Remember? And then
that's why they were so terrified.
Lion King.
But his daddy died, but his mama and daddy was there together now.
But he was raised by he was raised by
the pig and the darn.
Yeah, but she still she don't get that, yeah she was a toxic mother. She ain't raised her kids. So
don't do that.
You don't get no props. Whatever. He was raised by the stars. By the stars, Mufasa. You know what I'm saying? So but anyway, single father. Disney, y'all need to stop with this shit.
Disney pushing it on the people.
That's what I'm saying. I peeped that shit. I was like, because I was thinking about it. I looked up and I said, well, hell, they got web pages dedicated to shit, so I'm not the only one to see this bullshit. So Disney, wagging my finger at y'all. Now you got your own fucking little Disney Plus shit. Nothing but single parent fucking programming, man.
You retarded. Let's go on.
And my last Keep It 100, I got a double Keep It 100.
I don't understand you. Save it for next week.
No, I got to get out now. Kanye West was explaining to his wife how he felt affected when she takes sexy photos. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And then Kim gets mad at him and was like, yo, I understand you going on your own personal journey, but, you know, don't bring me in on that shit. And you built me up to be some kind of sexy whatever. This is what you say, whatever. And now that I'm doing it, you got a problem with it. And, you know, and Kanye said, but you're my wife. And she's like, I understand that. But, you know, this, this, and that. And Kanye just gets, he just walks off.
I mean, it's called respect.
It's called respect. So if I came to you and was like, yo, I don't want you wearing such and such and such no more, how would you take it?
I'm saying, if it's reasonable, yeah. You're not going to tell me that from what I've been wearing to now I got to cover up from head to toe.
Then well, just certain, like, I just veto certain outfits, like, nah.
Every now and then, maybe, but not on a regular basis.
So, I mean, why I don't get the veto every time I ask for the veto?
You don't.
That don't make no sense.
It makes a lot of sense, because you ain't keeping no damn belt on and pulling them damn pants up as much as I tell you to do that. Oh.
But my I'm not exposing myself. It doesn't affect me.
It does. You can't tell me how that feels.
Yeah.
It affects me. For me to see that other people can see my man ass.
Oh, man.
So now I got a problem.
There's probably not that many people have seen my ass.
Enough. Mm. I mean, when you was out there pulling your pants down with the neighbors, I knew you...
My pants fell down.
I'm just saying.
The dog chain was wrapped around my pants and it
all I pulled tell them you down. Is, he was down.
Yeah.
But the neighborhood was watching.
Hey, man. Thank God I had my drawers on. That wasn't a free balling day.
Thank God.
Nigga could have been free balling and it would have been all over.
Y'all would have had more than the dogs going loose.
Yes, sir. But all them women would have been running outside. Let me get some of that sausage.
I would have been changing the locks and your ass would have been right out there slinging sausages.
The Roger Wood. Let me get some of that.
Yeah. Moving on, because you about to make me mad.
Let's move on to winners and losers, man. Do you got any?
I'm going to have to say my winner is none other than the Cobb Middle School Cubs here.
Winner!
Winning the championship for middle school in Leon County. Good game tonight and definitely excited because the whole time that I've been going to these games, this is year 6. And we finally had us a good season. So they went undefeated. Very, very, this is year 5. Yeah, 5 then. Thank you for the correction. But nonetheless, this is the first time in 5 years that they had a real good season, and I'm happy and I'm proud. Good way to close it out, Cobb Cubs.
Yeah, man. Shout out to them, man. Shout out to them, man. My winners, I'm the winner this week.
Oh, God.
Winner.
Why am I the winner? Because I finally, after being on Twitter fucking 11 years, finally made my own personal Twitter account. So I'm not tweeting from the Nappy Afro account. So if you see @KingJerm1 on Twitter, that's your boy.
Follow. But you done got your little girlfriend out there.
No, I just
directing.
It's just that, you know, to be honest with you, Be Easy has he just put so much filth on it that, you know, I was just like, you know, I don't need to tweet from the work Twitter no more. I can get my own and talk to my people about sports and shit I want to talk to, man.
Interesting. But I'll keep an eye out.
At KingJerm1 on Twitter, man. Fuck with me, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, I'm the winner. Got any losers?
Yes. I got to say, people who fuck around and let these vaping products get to their kids.
Loser.
Now, we got an incident in Wisconsin. Second grader got a vaping thing at the school, elementary school, and he was vaping at the people's school. Then when they called him in and asked him where he got it, he said he just took it out of his mama's pocketbook. Mm. So my thing is, if you're going to use these types of things, we all know people do what they do. But damn, be a little more concerned about your kid.
Was
to
it
make
a weed
sure
vaping pen or just like a cigarette?
It's just a cigarette one. Okay. But if he pulling and he is 7, I'm going to need somebody to be a little more careful with their devices, because a 7-year-old ain't got no business inhaling nicotine. I don't see how we can justify that.
That little nigga a G, bro. Shout out to him. That nigga was in school nicking. He was like, yo, that's why he took it. He was nicking. So he couldn't get through the day without it. So he took that shit to school. The baby was in there after he ate lunch.
Probably one good weekend. He done been on it one weekend and coming to school. He like, oh yeah, I need that.
Nigga, somebody tried to get one of the little lame ass friends to hit it. They went and told on them. That's why you gotta be careful, man, in elementary school. You can't be hanging around a little tattletale ass nigga.
You can't be vaping in elementary school.
I mean, look, man. Let that man live his life, bro.
It ain't that hard.
I mean,
the situation ain't that difficult.
At least he ain't smoking. You know what I'm saying?
He is.
He's vaping. It's different. Thing. You know what I'm saying? He's 7. His lungs, they're in a good mode now. They're repairing.
They're going to be fucked up for real.
They're repairing real fast. I mean, okay.
Whatever you say, sir.
Listen, YOLO, you only live once, kid, man.
Yeah.
You know? That man said he might be trying to make plans to get out of here a little early or something. So
it looks like it.
I need to get everything off my list real quick.
Hey, you only live once. You only die once, too.
I got 2 losers this week also.
Here we go with the bullshit.
My first loser is the family that's upset about their sibling getting killed during a robbery.
Loser.
So, their brother was robbing a Dollar Tree or a dollar store, Family Dollar, one of them dollar stores. And he pulled out a gun, and the clerk that was working there pulled out one too and shot his fucking ass. You know what I'm saying? So, the family was on TV saying that they was mad at the clerk, saying the clerk shouldn't have had a gun at work.
No, the clerk. Clearly the clerk should have.
The clerk, exactly.
His family member came up.
Exactly. Talking about he shouldn't have had a weapon at work. Yes, I do if motherfuckers come out here putting guns in my face.
Exactly. Because who's to say that your people would not have killed me?
Dollar General, that's what it was. But it was like a 23-year-old Ohio man who was shot and killed while trying to rob a Dollar General store at gunpoint. Roosevelt rapidly entered the Dayton area store, produced a firearm, and started demanding money. One of the store clerks was a concealed carry permit holder and was legally armed. Once the suspect pointed his weapon at the clerk, he drew his own weapon and fired, striking the subject in the chest. Rapidly returned fire, hitting no one before stumbling outside and collapsing. He was pronounced dead on the scene. And then he said, he pointed a gun at me, the caller said. I had a firearm on me. I pulled my firearm, and I shot him in self-defense. Now, I'm going to tell you what. He was not legally carrying, because I'm pretty sure it say in the store handbook, you can't have no fucking gun to work. So he was probably legally carrying, but he still probably broke the fucking the company rules. I'm pretty goddamn sure if I look up the Dollar General employee handbook, you can't have a fucking gun. So,
Well, Dollar General probably going to be glad the day that the man had the gun.
Yes. So, the sister went on record saying, you know what I'm saying, even though her brother was wrong, it was all the clerk's fault. This is what the sister said. He's got some responsibility, but not all. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Don't argue with that person to say that, okay? If you ever argue with somebody and they say right is right and wrong is wrong, just don't argue with them. Don't argue with people to say minds with an S on the end. Don't argue with them. Don't argue with the chestnut checker nigga. What else? At the end of the day, nigga, don't argue with them. Let me see. But yeah, the period people, you got to leave them alone too. They get to the point we can't argue with the period people either, man. So, but yeah, let's go on back to that. That was wrong for that clerk to shoot my brother in the chest.
I mean, what you wanted me to do?
Yes, he's robbing them. Oh, well, okay. Call the police. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to take matters in your own hands.
I think you are when it's my life.
Oh, my gosh.
This is exactly what I'm supposed to do. If this nigga coming in here trying to rob me, shit, I work at the dollar store. Hell, I sure as hell can't die in this motherfucker. These people ain't going to pay my people nothing.
Mm-mm, see, I knew that. Listen. According to Dollar General officials, they have a number of measures to protect the safety of employees and customers. They didn't say if employees are allowed to carry firearms, according to a statement.
Well, that person might have been selling dope out of the Dollar General. That might be why they had a gun. They was doing something other than just selling these people product.
Damn. So, yeah, man. So, that's my first loser. My second loser is this 19-year-old kid in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. He called in a bomb threat to the Florida Gator LSU game.
Loser.
In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, because his friend was about to lose a huge bet.
So, that's dumb.
Yeah. So, now this motherfucker is facing federal charges in Alabama and Louisiana for this stunt. Kids, don't be a fucking fucktard, okay? Don't be stupid. Don't do dumb shit like this. Your friend just gonna lose that fucking bet, okay? You don't call in a fucking bomb threat. You don't know what the fuck. Man, are you fucking crazy?
I mean, in the way the society is now, you playing a real crazy game.
Throw the book at this motherfucker, people. Please. We have
that's the only way people gonna learn.
We have to punish stupidity like this. So we have to deter other people from doing it. Because we can't have people doing this dumb shit. Get this nigga like 14 years, bro. Like, immediately. Like, don't need no trial, no nothing. Send him straight to fucking prison.
No trial?
Yeah. You guilty. You admitted to it, you guilty. No, we don't need it. If you admit to something, What are we going to try for?
Wasting the taxpayers' dollars.
Wasting it. If you admitted to it, then, like, hey, it's over. Just go ahead and get this nigga some time. You don't need your day in court. Like, fuck it. You admitted to doing it. Just go ahead. No need for a damn trial. So, yeah. You're my loser, little kid. Well, it's that time of the show where I get to ask Queen Germ her favorite question. Do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Hey.
Yes.
Sure, you shout out, list up. Well, my shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch. RT3, MJ Money 9S, Stacks. Let's see, we got Pepe J from B More, Steph from B More. We got Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston. We got Jay Williams. We got Amazing App, Dragon Lady, Filthy Sleazy, Tracy May, Miss T Lee. Who else? Anybody over there excited to fuck with the kid? We also got Dr. Brazel and everybody at the Dr. Brazel Network. Excuse me, drbrazel.com. And the Dr. Brazel Show. We got Dr. Cam. We got the disrespectful motherfucker MJ. We got K-Law the truck driver. Don't forget, always go check out the good brother Dr. Brazel and what he got going over there at drbrazel.com. Then we got your good brother 12 Cal and the 12 Cal podcast. Always a good show. Go listen to him. I mean, go. Hey, man, when you see 12 Cal on the streets, kind of cheer him up, man. South Carolina State just got their fucking ass whooped again by fam. And you know what I'm saying? So now, you know what I'm saying, the big matchup this week, fam versus A&T, is for all the fucking marbles. It's for first place in the MEAC. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just give 12 Cal a virtual pat on the back, man. Tell him it's going to be all right. Tell him to keep his chin up, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shout out to the Something Like podcast, the Unpopular Opinion podcast. Shout out to my good brother Noah Farrow and the Laugh Line Sports podcast. Shout out to D-Trot and the Running Back podcast. Shout out to who else? What other podcasts? Let's do the Tactics Know It All podcast. The Forget That Yo podcast. Shout out to them two brothers. Anybody forgetting? I know I'm forgetting somebody. I always forget somebody.
Yeah.
Always. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, shout out to them.
I was just going
to
say them.
And anybody fuck with the kid, the long way, the short way, or no way at all, shout out to y'all, man.
I forgot about my lunch crew.
Yeah, that's why I noticed you forgot about your lunch crew.
My bad.
So shout out to the lunch crew.
To the lunch crew, baby.
Ah, man. Well, episode 375 is in the books. Rachel's show.
I'll say I got an 8.9.
8.9, okay. I was feeling energy tonight, man. I'm gonna give it like a 9.6. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I like it.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I felt like we got in there. You know, our punchlines was on. You know, it was flowing real well. You know, had some good humor. We were serious a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But not too over serious. We didn't bore them to death. You know, not a lot of dead air this episode. So, you know, I think we did pretty good.
Man. I think we did too. We weren't angry at each other.
Yeah. We weren't fussing tonight. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people don't have to put us in
bed. Yeah, you were calm and everything. You know, you weren't acting like an unstable creature.
Oh my, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. You remember my baby boy when he said that? He said, I ain't gonna call y'all that word no more. I'm gonna call y'all some unstable creatures.
Yeah, not a fan.
Oh boy. So yeah, man. So like always, don't forget the like, comment, whatever, rate the Frocast. When you see this on any podcast readers, you can always call our voicemail at 347-201-2572. I think that's right. Yeah.
Hey, if not,
it's gotta be right.
Check one of the shows
where
you got it right,
because
I don't know.
And don't forget about our Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. Support all things Nappy Afro. Get behind the scenes, exclusive content. You know what I'm saying? And then, what more we gotta do? We said the rate, comment, subscribe. We said the Patreon. We said the voicemail. We got Nappy Afro on YouTube. And don't forget to share it, man. That's about it. I think we covered all the bases, man. We about to let y'all out of here, man. It's your boy King Jerm.
And this your girl Queen Jerm.
And this was the Frocast, presented to you by Nappy Afro. We out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
Don't forget, go buy them shirts, man. We redid the shirt shop. Got some new shirts in there. Some redesigns, you know, Be Easy. The Abstract, you know what I'm saying? He in there doing his thing, man. So go check us out. It's hoodie season. Go get your hoodie. I'm out for real this time. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com